live from the 501. That's right, the Captain, Pat, Randy, and Willie. It's a podcast you've never heard about, but you're about to know about because you're going to be in the know by listening to this show. It's four friends and four microphones, wisdoms, insights, and small town life highlights. With four friends around the mic, what could go wrong? Are you ready? Captain's ready. Pat's ready. Willie's ready. Randy! It's live from the 501. Let's join the show!
Welcome into Live from the 501. Joining us here in the studio. Ready to go. Rocking and rolling. Season 2 is on the way. Could be all called 1.1, season 2.0, whatever you want to call it. We've had a couple name changes.
1.1.
Okay. If you don't read, obviously.
Let's just call it season 2.
Amen, brother.
2023, season 2.
We always talk about overcomplicating things, and this guy over here is like 1.1.
Well, I'm a very sophisticated person.
You are that.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, we've had a name change.
Yeah,
we've got gone from Willie to Buck.
Oh yeah, yeah. We did that last season. Yeah.
Buck Williams,
Tito Bartlett.
You know, that's kind of catchy.
Did you stick with Brick Adams?
I guess.
Well, maybe it's still up for debate.
Here we go, guys.
Uh oh. Yeah, we're watching the Cowboys and the 49ers in their
25 yarder.
So
whatever. Mahar
has missed 47 field extra points.
And it's up, and he hit it. Look.
Wow.
Tie ball game.
What about those goofy helmets some of them dudes are wearing now?
Could the you ones wear that one of them? Don't have
talking about
the,
like what Zeke's got.
Well, not yes. that. Yeah, yeah, Zeke's is kind of goofy. What about Bosa for the 49ers? Yeah.
It's got like tied the vent holes in it.
Yeah.
Keeps your head cool. Weird.
Huh.
Keep your head cool.
Keep a cool head in the game.
Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We have not been together since Christmas. Before Christmas.
A lot going on, man.
And January is almost
happening.
Over.
January is almost over.
January flying by. But it still feels like it's been about 8 weeks of January.
Yeah.
It always does.
Yeah.
You're right.
Always does.
Yes.
So I saw whenever, you know, we were getting our stuff out, the last time we got together was the 18th.
Of December?
December.
Mm. You know, Nick hates February.
That's Buck.
I do hate February.
Buck hates February. He hates February.
Yeah, I hate it. It's the worst month of the year.
Yeah, he despises
it's
it.
It's the shortest month
I'm going to spend.
He still despises it.
I was born in February.
Ooh. I'm going to spend the next 24 days.
Like one good thing.
One redeeming quality.
Thank you.
I'm going to spend the next 24 days hopping up Valentine's Day with Leslie.
Such a stupid holiday.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm going to spend the next 24
it's the
days.
Dumbest holiday.
It's like
I think you and Nick are going out of town for Valentine's Day. Isn't it?
She'd be like, "No, we're not."
Aren't y'all going to float the buffalo? Or
and we've talked about this, I think, before.
We have talked about Valentine's Day,
but now it's upon us.
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah, great.
February is a rough month for
me. Do you guys feel pressure from your wives on Valentine's Day?
Not now.
Not pressure, but just I don't know.
There's that lingering.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
I mean, you got to do a little something.
Why?
I mean, it's Valentine's Day.
It's a stupid day. Love day.
I mean, it's Valentine's Day. All the birds are singing. The flowers are blooming.
No, they're not. None of that's happening.
La, 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 la. In Arkansas, it might happen.
It might happen.
Season
either that or we're going to have a
white Valentine's Day.
No, we're not going to have that either.
In the snow.
It's just a dumb day.
Well, I mean, if you got a bad attitude about it, then yeah, it's a dumb day.
I mean, they got good candy.
Are you upset because your wife doesn't get you anything?
Yeah,
is that what the problem is?
No.
You should get them like little Valentine's cakes.
Is there something deeper there?
Yeah.
That
let's
we're
explore
just,
this
that
for
we
a
need
second.
To go down there and try to get out a buck?
It's just
I'm
going like to
say
total,
there's a deeper issue.
It's like a total just waste of everything.
Yeah. But what if you go out
Hang
and have
on.
A nice dinner?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can do that.
What
I mean,
makes
do
you
that anyway.
Feel? What makes you feel that way?
The obligatory
Ooh.
nature of it. It's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we've got to do something on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what if you got to work on Valentine's
Day?
Then
we've got to go get a cellophane wrapped box of chocolates.
Right. Flowers.
Well, the key is to go to Walmart and get the flowers because they're cheap.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, have you bought from a florist lately?
Oh, yeah. You got to buy flowers in the season. Well, I mean, it's in a season where they're not growing.
Oh, my. Look at that. He just ripped it off. Oh, he's got to he got the field, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
that's targeting.
An exercise.
He's out of here.
I don't know. Just if you I mean, just don't.
Yeah, and if you miss it, do you feel bad?
No, I could sleep through that and be fine. Like, if I wish I could schedule the flu that day.
You can need COVID for two.
COVID party of two. COVID just party of two.
Yeah, you know, there's some people, though, they'll do it all out, man. It's all out.
It's better now that my kids are a little older and we don't have to make, like, the Valentine's boxes and sitting around at home with shoe boxes, decorating them and all that.
You get real awkward stuff when you take the Valentine's Day box.
I spent some time making some Valentine's
Box. Yeah, you did.
I mean.
Yeah, we've talked about that. You won. Yeah. No, you didn't win.
No, I got second.
Yeah, see, that's all right.
Man, it was, I got screwed.
I got a question for y'all.
Uh-oh.
All right.
In 2022, what was the average total that people spent on Valentine's Day?
Oh, average?
Yep.
Across the United States of America.
I'm going to go $200.
$350.
Buck?
$127.
Pat takes the cake here. $175.41.
Okay, yes. Okay.
$175.41.
I don't think I've ever spent that much on Valentine's
Day. I bet you have. If you thought about it. If you went to dinner.
Now, if you go to dinner.
Yeah, that's actually if you got $100.
That bird flu is kicking our tail, ain't it?
It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, like, I spent $100 at Buffalo Wild Wings in there.
That's true.
Did you?
That's true.
Chicken wings are expensive. Chicken
well, heck, I spent expensive. 40 last night. I spent 40 last night at McDonald's for four value meals.
Yeah, it's like, where'd the value go?
The value gone.
There is no value.
Like, I'm not feeling it now.
No.
You can't call it that anymore.
Yeah, quit.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
Quit calling it a meal deal. There ain't no
deal. Where's that dollar meal deal?
You know what, though? Yeah. Wendy's holding strong on the 4 for $4.
Yeah.
They still got it. You can get a burger, nuggets, fries, and a drink for $4 plus tax.
I'll tell you what, though.
That ain't bad.
We went to lunch after church today, and to our local Mexican restaurant. My wife and I split fajitas, and my daughter got something to eat. And I come out of there, $20.
That's not bad.
Lunch.
Much better.
Did y'all have water?
Y'all have water.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Don't think about it. Sweet tea.
Well, no, I had sweet tea. Oh. They had water.
That's $7.50.
Yeah, we all
y'all
had water.
Got drinks.
Yeah. So anyways.
My kids are the worst.
So I got a little story.
Oh.
Saturday morning, I get up to, second time I'd let them outside. Let my dogs out. We don't have a fence right now. And my neighbor, who's to remain nameless, is still building his house.
I hope his wife listens to this podcast. I really hope his wife is listening.
You know who you are.
You know exactly who you are.
So anyways.
We all know who you are.
My dogs take off because his dog's outside.
Of course.
And all of a sudden, I see his head pop out of this hole in his yard. I mean, this dude is head deep in
your
this
neighbor?
Hole. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Digging by hand to get down to the sewer main.
Right. Oh.
Because didn't use the equipment that was there the other day.
Well,
of course not. But anyways, that's beyond the point. So I get over there. We get the dogs separated. Now, mind you, he's got his septic tank set in the hole, but it's not covered up.
Hmm.
So another neighbor of ours, he lets his little corgi just run around the neighborhood. It's not a big deal. I'm not griping about it. Please don't think that.
Right.
But he just kind of goes around, does what he wants. He lay in the middle of the road. I mean, you never know where you're going to find him. I let him out at 5:30 that morning, and I hear this dog barking. Well, I didn't think nothing of it. It sounded kind of close. When I was over there talking to my neighbor, the dog had fell in the septic tank hole in between the septic tank and the dirt. And it's a corgi, so it was like stuck.
West.
Right.
Just barking.
burr, burr.
Like an upside down turtle.
Like nobody. Nobody. And, you know, I can laugh because, I mean, my neighbor got him out of the hole.
Right.
But, yeah, it's kind of
he's okay.
He's fine.
Corgi's a, the road is a dangerous place for a corgi.
Yes. Yeah. But that Joker bold lays move. Smack middle of the road.
Asphalt.
That's fine.
It it's won't warm, get up. It
feels good.
Like you just run right up on him and just sitting there and like, nope.
Bet you he won't do that Tuesday, Wednesday. There's 8 inches snow on the ground.
Is looming yet Nick, again.
Buck thinks it's not going to happen.
I don't believe it.
Well, he doesn't believe in conspiracy theories either, though.
Right. We've been down that road.
It's all factual.
That's not true on all of them.
But you didn't believe in any conspiracy theories.
We need to get you.
I question the moon landing.
Well, we all questioned that one.
We need to get you and Dennis together. Boy, y'all could.
Conspiracies?
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah,
big into
would,
it?
Y'all would have a lot
I still
of fun
think
with that.
Avril Lavigne's a double.
What?
I think I Avril Lavigne passed away, and they found a girl who looks just like her, and now she's Avril Lavigne. Do she don't look that? Like the same.
Why do you think? Okay.
Why? Does she doesn't look the same?
They don't.
It's 2023.
She was a skater girl.
Yeah.
You know, that mindset. This girl's not.
What about Carrie Underwood?
What about Carrie?
What about Carrie?
She looks totally different.
Does she?
Yeah. No.
She had what happened? Supposed accident.
Oh my!
I didn't know what
deep shot
that.
Caught lamb. Thank you very little. Oh, that's coming back, buddy.
Squirrels. Squirrels everywhere. Squirrels.
This guy here, he can't. He's going to have to turn the sports off.
Let's first episode in, and he's sorry. Watching the Cowboys and the Niners.
1.1.
So
we can go to 1.2.
We had a little get-together at my house for my birthday. Everybody was there.
Good time.
It was a good time.
You know, Nick and I noticed something. You probably noticed it, too.
All right.
This guy was glued to the TV.
I mean glued.
So
had the remote in his pocket.
We wanted to do a little live-on-air sports addiction intervention.
Okay. Let's turn this to this is a happy time.
Is it?
It is for us.
So I feel like...
You know, funny you say that. I was looking at the pictures that everybody took at your party. I was nowhere near any of those pictures.
I mean, this guy had the remote in his back pocket.
Yeah, he commandeered the remote.
Yes.
Hey, there's a helmet y'all were talking about.
Pretty much making out with the TV over there.
Well, he's worried about them Jaguars.
Right. And the Hogs were playing, so it was like double duty.
Back and
like,
forth.
Oh, Lord, do we have to talk about the Razorbacks?
Let me tell you.
Was that the Auburn game?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Don't worry, Nick Smith's coming back.
It's up and down.
Hey, it's almost baseball season.
There we go.
We're a baseball school.
We're a baseball school.
We are a track and field school.
Amen, brother.
Know that.
Just like Heber Springs.
Yeah. That's right. That's what we got. Are we going to win?
Yeah, man.
We're going to win. Army. All right, go ahead.
Oh,
intervene.
We're back to it.
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
Yeah, we need to talk.
You were totally disengaged at the party.
I won.
It was my birthday. You were.
A lot of things going on.
You were.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
A lot of discussions being had.
Yeah, you were nowhere to be found. You were sitting over there.
And we're talking about Avril Lavigne.
TV here.
Okay.
The only reason he's focused in right now is because of the commercial.
Right.
I mean, Nick's neighbor was in a hole.
That was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
No one has
Do you think you have a problem?
Huh?
The first step's admitting.
Yeah. We're here. We're here for you. This is comforting.
You're good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
He's not good.
No, not good at all.
I'm fine.
We're going to watch this. We're going to keep an
Do
eye on
Do you have
us.
Money riding on this game?
Yeah.
That's there you go. What's that
who
like?
Who did you bet
what's
on?
What's that like?
Niners.
Niners.
Cover the spread or not?
Money line.
Mm.
What does that mean?
Yeah, can you explain that?
Yeah, so if you bet the money line, they just got to win.
How much is the money line?
What do you mean?
Well, there's like a certain amount you bet?
Typically, like in a game like this, it's minus 110. So you have to bet 110 to win 100.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad I don't gamble.
I mean,
I'm horrible at it anyway.
It goes down. Like the most I'll do is $5 bets. And it was pass interference. And
I'd have no problem.
You have no problem betting on or you don't bet?
No, I was making fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Our friends over in Beth Saracen come out with these player, every gambling company does it, but you got player props.
Okay.
Those are a lot of fun. So like Tony Pollard's yards this game were 46.5 over or under. So, you know, you can take that. I'm going to hurt.
You take care of all that. I'm out.
I don't know. Like, it's a lot of fun.
I'll just watch the games and the only thing I like brag about the stats that I know.
I'll tell you what it does. It makes you very intrigued and interested in all the games going on.
You mean like when you take the remote control and put it in your back pocket when you come over to a friend's birthday party?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
The only thing I like to bet on is horses.
I'm not even good at that.
I'm not that good at that.
I like to know that bet much on them, though. I mean, but you can bet cheap.
I'm horrible at that.
I'm horrible at it. You're not, it's just not my game.
Good at you anything. Are bad at it.
I'm really bad
I'm not that good I'm at it.
Completely horrible.
I mean, there's...
I don't know. Pollard got hurt.
That's not good.
He's from Memphis.
That's not good. All right, let's talk about... Okay. Let's go back to the weekend where it got extremely cold. That was Christmas weekend.
Boy, yeah. Did it.
Down to six or so, right? Or four?
Thank goodness you were in your house.
Was it below?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wind chill was like minus 16.
Yeah, it was hurt you cold out there. It didn't matter what you had on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I made it.
You did make it.
He
you
made survived. He made it to work.
Survived.
That Friday.
I'm a survivor.
How'd you know?
Well, here's how I know. Funny story. Funny you should ask. I got up that morning to go have coffee with some friends.
Yep.
Not that us. I wasn't there.
You don't drink coffee.
It's true.
Yeah, I drink coffee.
Jeffrey wasn't there.
That's a recent development, though.
Yeah, like it's been a couple of years.
Recent development.
Okay. Still, maybe it's recent, but I still
drink coffee. Andy doesn't drink coffee.
Nope.
See?
I like coffee, though.
They have other drinks at the Jitterbug.
They do.
Anyway. Those are stupid. I got a text that morning like, hey, we're having coffee down here. You want to come? I was like, okay. So I got up and went.
Yeah.
So I hit the button and cranked my truck, and it cranked, and I was like, okay, we're good.
Fair.
It was really cold.
Yeah.
I drove a diesel. And I went out after a few minutes, got in the truck, started down. And then all of a sudden, things started alarming.
Was this on the way to the coffee shop?
It was.
Like flashing on the dashboard or just going off in the truck?
Because I got to tell you, tell me that part.
It was on the way.
Yeah, you told me it was all fine until you left.
He limped down the hill. He was in limp mode down the hill.
He just stuck her in neutral.
Yeah, I pulled out on the 25, and all of a sudden the truck went in limp mode, which is what happens when you run out of depth.
Ooh.
So I was thinking, all right, it's probably just frozen.
Right.
So I thought, well, on the way down, it'll probably heat on up.
Nope.
Should have left her truck running at the,
I should
the
have.
Bug.
I asked him if he left his truck running while he was at the bug.
I did not.
He did not.
Because I was thinking.
That was pretty stupid.
It'll probably warm up. It didn't.
It was two degrees outside.
You really thought it was going to warm up?
It's 2 degrees outside.
If it cranked the first time, there's no reason to think it wouldn't crank the second time.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Well, it is a GMC.
So I drive on down the hill in limp mode, which is equivalent to probably the speed limit, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So, still.
I pull in the back. I go inside. I have coffee. Well, it turned out to be a prolonged visit. Ooh. So we're in there for a couple hours.
Happens at the Jitterbug. If you drink coffee, it can be a prolonged visit.
Right.
Two hours?
Yeah.
I've had the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Great conversation.
What do you have to talk about?
In the J-Bug.
We should go.
Politics.
Well, the problem is there's no TV in the morning, and sports generally aren't happening. So.
You have Sports Center. Uh-huh. You have Sports.
They don't have a TV in there, though.
Still no TV.
Got it on your phone.
They've got a radio.
You have to engage in actual discussion.
It's probably like Spotify.
What a man.
Give me a percentage of how much sports is on your TV.
But, you know, let's let him finish.
I'll go ahead.
Yeah, that was rude.
I'm sorry. You very brought it up. Rude.
We're going to need you to get right here in the mic, though.
Anyway.
Anyway. See?
I go back out. I get in my truck. It cranks. So I'm thinking, okay, it'll probably warm back up.
Yeah.
So I cross Main Street, start up the hill, made it about 500 feet, and it went into limp mode, and then it just totally just shut down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of Main, or on 25.
Right. Up the hill.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
going up the hill.
And yeah. so I'm sitting so there and I'm that like, guy. Yeah, because it's there's a turn lane
there's
and then,
nowhere to go.
Thankfully, there's a turning lane.
Yeah.
Because people are coming in behind me. And I hit the flasher and Andy's not paying attention. And
you hit the flasher.
So I've got the emergency flashers on. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm going to solve this. And so I sat there for a minute. And there's always that one really nice guy, but always that guy that comes running up and he's like, hey, what's the matter?
Need to jump?
Need to jump? That's what
he said. Yeah. He said, you need to jump? And I was like, no, I don't think it's battery. I said, I think everything's frozen.
Will your truck not start? Goes, here's your side.
Yeah.
He starts asking me, he's like, let me get in it. And I'm like, no.
Oh, let me try. Gosh, let me try. This. Let me listen. Y'all watch Mr. Kittle.
No, I'm listening to the story.
Yeah, I'm listening. You're ruining the pot. Turn the TV off. Just turn it off.
I'll do better. I'll do better.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, it's off. You're going to engage in this.
It's my TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is. But it's our podcast.
Turn it back on. I can't hear you.
No.
Turn it back on. We're off to a shining start in 2023. The feud is back on between Tito Bartlett and Buck Williams.
Feud never left.
That's true.
No.
Oh, my bad.
Is. Okay.
Is. Hey, all right.
Thank you. Now.
So good.
My bad.
Are my back on?
Yeah, you're yeah, on. Yeah, sorry.
So anyway, the guy's like, let me get in the truck. I'm like, no. And so.
Like, why do people do that?
Let me jump in there and see what I can do. Yeah. Let me see if I can push like, that
what
button.
Are you going to do different that I already tried yeah. to do? And so, you going to turn the key different?
And most likely, so. It's not going to be. Andy jumping out like an expert in the field. It's going to be like me jumping out. What am I going to do?
Right.
Yeah. And so anyway, he and I are talking about like, dude, it's just frozen. And he goes, well, what do you think? And I'm like, you can go on. Like, it'll be fine. I'll figure it out. And so I start waving people around and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, actually it was a Saturday.
Oh, ooh. Busy time too.
Saturday
it was
morning.
A Saturday.
Yeah. Even yep. in 4 degree thinking, weather.
I bet Andy's working. And so, I give him a buzz. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
I love that.
I was like, can you come down here and tow me to the shop? And so he goes, I'll be right there. And then thankfully, he actually did come pretty quick.
Thank you.
And
we appreciate you.
And then he pulls around, and then here come the, you know, the police and then the county.
Oh, good. You had
all four of them on.
Well,
duty.
They weren't busy that day.
Right.
I'm sure.
And so they all get out, and I mean, they're really super nice. And like, so what are you going to do? I'm like, try to get my truck up the hill.
Just need to get up this hill.
I explained to him, you know, Andy's coming, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he gets down there, and he backs up to my truck, and he goes, just get that strap out of the back. And I get, you know, I look in the back, and there's no strap. And so what's what happened? And so then he calls Dennis, and Dennis comes down.
So he came down there unprepared.
A little bit, but it was fine. I'm not gonna
hang on. Time out.
Did he tell you what was going on?
Yeah, I was the one that was unprepared.
Okay,
I was already in my truck. I was by O'Reilly's when he called.
I got you.
Oh wow, so you were really close.
Yeah, he was there in a jiffy.
I just turned around. I normally keep a tow strap in my truck for such occasions.
Right.
You probably should for my truck, just in case
that we had used it earlier that week.
I got you. No, you're good.
Taking
you're
it
good.
Out.
You're good. That's fine.
Yeah.
Or is it whatever. Jiffy or Jiff? I'll be in a Jiff.
I think
I've heard both.
Yeah, yeah. Interchangeable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So anyway, then he calls Dennis.
Yeah.
And so Dennis comes down and he pulls in across the street, but he couldn't come back around because I've got like, I'm total bottlenecked all of Heber at this point.
That is awesome.
Like everything's bottlenecked. Everybody's going so around.
Great. Everybody's honking.
Right.
What are you guys doing? Were your truck not start?
Rubbernecking.
Do you need to help you?
Rubbernecking.
And so Dennis gets out, and he's like kind of standing there because traffic's going by around me. And he's kind of like looking. He can't cross the street. Finally, he just like chunks the strap across the street.
That is service right there.
He says, screw it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, boys, he take care of it.
He just left.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out.
Which is great. And then we hook it up. We took up here to the shop. and we have to get it thawed out. It took about an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, we had to hook up the block heater, which I should have had the presence of mind to do that.
Right. Yes.
Wouldn't have had a problem.
Yes.
It usually doesn't
in your defense,
4 degrees
and
here.
Before I say what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
Preface.
I don't like you.
But that's obvious.
In your defense, I really didn't think it was cold enough to warm, you know, plug it in. I mean, Dad didn't plug his in. Spencer didn't plug his in. They're started.
Yeah, I know.
They're deafed all their way to here.
Wow. Man, just a weenie
truck. Speaking of deaf, have you guys seen what that stuff does over time?
No.
So we buy it,
crystallizes. Though.
Yeah, we buy it by the 55-gallon drum.
Right, yeah.
And on top of that drum, it is just like this white crystallized. It cannot be good for your truck.
What is the purpose of it?
Emissions.
Yeah, emissions.
Oh. Huh. So it helps like the burning off of the diesel
basically.
Yeah.
Catches some carbon.
I got you. So it's funny because like went to Walmart last week and this girl had her hood up. And she was like looking around, and this gentleman that was a little far down, he yells at her, "You need to jump." That's everybody's answer.
It's everybody's go to.
I'm glad there's people that do that.
There is. I agree.
Those people have cables in their car when you forgot yours.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They're around.
Yeah, I mean, it's super nice. I'm not complaining.
Yeah. No.
No. But I don't want you in my truck.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, for coming to bail me out.
You're welcome.
Tito.
There's that olive branch.
Here we go.
That's the first one of the year.
Let me put it like this. I value you as a person.
No, you don't.
I think a lot of you.
No, you don't.
Sincerity in here is just amazing right now.
However,
I feel like we're turning over a new leaf right now.
Well, we started with trying to get him off sports, so.
Yeah.
Maybe that worked.
Maybe it did.
Except he's got it in his hand.
Why would you do that?
We all knew it wasn't that. It wasn't that slick. Okay.
Anyway, I like you. Or no, let me back. I don't like you.
You already said that.
I love you.
Oh,
but I don't like you.
Oh,
that's true.
I don't think that is true. Because you've been, you've been cold lately.
You're a cold hearted snake.
I called you the other day. Called to you. Like, hey, I'll call you right back. Just call me back.
Looking into his eyes.
Well, hang on. You do that all the time.
Thank you.
Like, that's classic Buck right there. I'll call you right back.
Classic Buck.
I won't hear from him the next day.
Classic.
Now, when I say I'm going to call you back,
I get so sick of it.
And Jeffrey says they're going to call you back. We call you back.
Okay, so it's expected with me. I don't expect it out of you.
I called Buck one day, and then he didn't answer, so I told him to call me back. And then I called Casey, and Casey found Buck and gave Buck the phone. So,
and then I called you back
and
again.
Then you called me back after that. So, yeah, he called me back.
Well, I mean, he'll call you back, but when you say, I'm going to call you right back, that means within the hour. Am I right?
I would think.
Within the hour.
At least.
Or two.
Yeah. You know, at least
give
couple
you 2 hours.
Couple
at least for me, because I'm not that busy.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are way busy.
In my defense, I've been the busiest I've ever been in my life.
And then on top
life.
Of that, every time I see you out in public, you just walk by like you don't even know me.
That's not true either.
You
true.
Are a little cold.
I have to grab you and shake you like, hey, buddy.
Like, I thought you were going to go to blow the other day in the community center.
You do snub us a little bit.
I don't.
You have been.
Yeah.
You know.
It's 3-on-1 right here.
No, it's not.
You hardly talked to me yesterday. 5-on-1.
5?
Yeah, because my brother and Kyle say the same bull crap.
Like, what's going on?
He works here.
Yeah.
I get sick of it. There's nothing wrong with me.
Well.
I'm fine.
Besides the sports addiction.
Everybody thinks I'm in a bad mood. I'm not in a bad
usually
mood.
Usually they say about me because I'm half Creswell.
None of us care about your mood or what's wrong with you. We're just tired of you snubbing us. It's totally different. I don't care about what's going on with you. I'm just tired of being snubbed.
are you mad when we call? Are you like, okay, Jeffrey's got another problem with his truck again?
No, I love that.
This is about us.
Yeah, it's not about you. It's about our feelings.
Yeah, it's our feelings.
Maybe it's related to sports. I don't know.
Nothing more than
you got that backpack. Feelings. I have to grab it. You're walking by so fast. I can't reach your shirt.
Oh. Wow.
No, that was good.
That was a good enunciation on the
shirt. Yeah, we got 30 more minutes.
How many do you have on right now?
An undershirt.
For those that couldn't hear, Alexia Bartlett is in the room, and she said, Dad has 7 shirts on.
Why don't you take off walking?
Why didn't we set her up a mic? We got an extra one right here.
We should
have. She could have chimed in. Okay.
We should have. So, one of my questions to you guys, since we're talking about vehicles, if we were on a NASCAR pit crew, what job would you do?
I'd be the tire man.
No, I kind of guessed that. What would you
Which
do?
Part of the tire man? There's two roles.
Are you carrying it or are you putting it on?
You're the impact guy?
Oh, man, I can't do that part.
Sorry, man. No, probably man. Not. It's in my blood.
I feel like you got to
roll
I
it
feel
to
like
me.
You got to be the gas man.
Gas you're man? Carrying
no, it can't. His back.
We're just saying this is how. It's not like we're going to do this tomorrow.
He's got that world. S1, L2 thing going. Whatever.
L5, S1.
Okay. G4. Niner. Speaking of 49er.
Let's just say he was in good health.
Okay, yeah. Well then, yeah.
Gas man.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm taller,
well,
too.
Well, if that's the case, I'm windshield guy.
No. You got to carry the tires. You're in better shape than I am.
You're my assistant.
I'll carry the tire and do a burpee in between.
Dude, you would.
You're my assistant.
Okay. I'll be your assistant. That's fine.
You work for Tito.
You're Buck. My world now, Grandma.
Buck and Tito.
Hey, look, you bail me out in my time of need. I'll go with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Starsky and Hutch.
As long as you communicate with
Buck
me.
Buck and Tito.
I'll do better about communicating.
Well, you better, because, I mean, I've been upset several times about it.
I'll get better, I promise.
Yeah, make a point.
I mean, we're at a basketball tournament. You didn't even talk to me last weekend.
Listen.
You hardly talked to me yesterday.
See?
And then you left without saying goodbye, and that was weird.
Ooh, that hurts.
I didn't say anything.
That hurts.
Like, we're bros.
Was he with his other friends?
No, other friends.
No, he just
other
snubbed
friends.
He just snubbed you.
He's co-coaches.
He just snubbed you.
He snubbed me. I mean, we were in a parent circle talking,
uh-huh.
And we had a little discussion there, but other than that.
But not like, hey, man, how you doing? You're like, hey, I'm supposed to cut out of here.
You know what
stuff.
Bothers me even
coach
more?
Coach mode.
Is like he's in the middle of coaching a game, and he's talking to his other coaches, and I'm sending him texts to razz him, and he won't even respond to me.
Not at all.
Like, it's totally just robbing my joy.
He's
I'm like, that's
your joy.
He's sitting there like drawing up stuff on the whiteboard, and I'm texting him like that ain't gonna work.
That's a dumb play.
And I get nothing.
That's ridiculous.
That's a dumb play. And what's worse is I'm sitting there actively laughing at him, knowing that I've sent him this text, sitting there in anticipation. His co-coach is looking at me, who doesn't know me, probably thinks I'm the biggest jerk on the planet.
Listen,
well,
I'm gonna do better.
I don't believe you yet. Proof is in the pudding.
Amen, brother. I want to see a turnaround. I want to see a turnaround.
Yeah, I need more.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely. Turn around.
Got a mic cord?
I don't.
I'm starting to expect something from Valentine's Day.
I'm sending you a dozen roses.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, they didn't include an extra mic cord, so...
This is awkward.
sorry, Lex.
All that for nothing.
You can listen.
We tried.
You can listen.
We tried to hook her up, but...
Well, I'm sorry, Shug. No talking tonight. You can talk into mine.
I don't have one in my truck either.
Doggone.
Usually I do.
Well, daggum.
So we'll roll out of the NASCAR pit crew into the road crew.
You didn't... Are you the windshield guy?
Yeah, I'm definitely the windshield guy.
You're my assistant. Film, huh?
Yeah. That's what I do for a living.
Bring me my tire.
That's true.
Who's the jack guy?
Oh.
I'll do both.
Oh.
Ooh.
You can carry a jack in one hand and roll a tire.
Yeah.
Easy.
No, see? Hey, look, all you got to do is hit it one time.
Yeah, those jacks are impressive.
Yeah.
I bet.
Not like the ones we have here.
Oh.
You just have to pull the lever down one time on the jack and it gets the car up.
Yeah.
Then you carry the tires over. Boom, boom.
Now go back to the jack, rotate it, pull.
Yeah.
I'm out of there.
Yeah. But you got to do both sides.
You want to practice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Matter of fact, dude, you have one of those fancy jacks?
You got this three pump.
Yeah.
Three pumper.
That's all we got. Fine. We'll try it. It'll be good for practice.
Yeah.
Talk about practice.
And they went from, used to, you have to do all the lug nuts. Now it's just one lug
big
nut. One.
What?
One
big really? One
in the
you
middle.
Go, what? Oh, man. I missed a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you're carrying your own tire.
Where have I been?
You know what I don't understand?
One lug nut?
They still use air impacts.
Is that even safe?
Why?
I don't know.
Like, because, why not use a cordless?
Yeah, like the Milwaukee, it's one big nut.
How? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it does.
They do that in like F1 and IndyCar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I missed a lot.
Where have you been?
Where was
I have
going?
No idea.
Down the rabbit hole?
Must have been.
Oh, yeah. The impact.
Stuck in
Instagram. Like the Milwaukee land. Impacts have plenty of torque.
Yeah.
And they're... I don't know. Maybe it's a weight thing. They're a lot heavier.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe Ingersoll Rand has the rights to that.
Probably so. So we can roll out of this into the road crew. What would you do on the road crew?
I feel like y'all would probably put me as the sign guy, which would make me mad.
You're running traffic control.
I do really good traffic control.
I think, yeah, you know, you should be
traffic I think control. Jeffrey could do cat.
I feel traffic. Like he'd be that dancing traffic control guy.
Yes.
I talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm real social.
How
hey,
you doing?
How long is it going to take? Well, it's going to take about an hour. You may want to just flip it around, just go the other way. Okay, I'll do that. You think I can? Yeah, I'll hold everybody off.
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate I can see that. Him out there with his
I feel like
with his
you would have
box.
The edge on that.
Yeah.
Like relationship building.
Right.
Andy would have the edge on telling people to slow down.
Slow down.
I can see Jeffrey out there.
Construction zone.
With his lunchbox on the ground. Standing
right.
there with his safety vest on.
Oh, yeah. I'd be a lazy one, though. I'd get a cone.
Yeah.
And stick my sign
on. Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
Do flip it.
Pretty good.
Speaking of flipping, you want to flip that TV back on?
Oh.
No, you've been so much better for the last few
it's
minutes.
It's true. You've really turned the corner.
Yeah, we even tried to put a mic together.
I know.
Scratching
I know.
Withdraws, man.
Withdraws. You've been so sports. Much better.
There's
you've
money
added so
riding
much
on
value
this game.
To the podcast it's, since
you,
that TV's
you
been off.
You have to pay taxes on that money? You win.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. That's another reason I don't do it.
I had to talk with my accountant about that the other day.
You have to deduct. Do they deduct taxes or do you have to deduct taxes?
They send you a form.
Oh, gosh.
Then it's up to you.
Have you ever won like a lot of money?
No.
So you're bad at it?
No.
That sounds like someone
I mean,
else
I'll
I know.
Win, I'll win 20, 30.
Dollars.
Yeah, but I don't ever bet more than
scratch offs.
Yeah, if it's not $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, let's just stop.
Yeah.
Last let's weekend I did win.
That was it's so funny you say that because we were at that same basketball. It's not really a tournament.
It wasn't a tournament.
Which that's another discussion.
That's a whole nother yeah.
But we were at this jamboree.
Okay. I remember jamborees.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so Paige. There were like a couple of us sitting up there. She's like, I'm going to go to get something to drink.
Yeah.
Y'all want anything? I was like, yeah. And so several of us. And then she was gone for this like.
Extended period of time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Way longer than normal.
To get,
go
a, drink.
Get a drink. And she
went
comes
to the
back
store and got
finally.
Scratch-offs.
Yeah. So she comes back and she's got these Sonic cups. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you were going to Sonic. She's like, well, I had to stop by the gas station. I'm like, why didn't you just get something at the gas station? So she said, you're out to scratch and scratch offs, weren't you? She just looked down in shame.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what she does.
I didn't realize how bad it was until we went to eat dinner last year when we were both in Memphis. And
right.
We had to stop on the way to dinner.
Uh huh.
And on the way back.
Let's talk about how much time she wastes doing this because she'll
forget
drive all
the time
over.
How about the money?
Oh, the money. But then take yeah. the fact that yeah. I kept seeing her drive to Holland's Exxon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why she was driving?
That's where the winners are, baby.
No.
Oh.
To get her son cranberry sprites because they didn't have them anywhere else.
Yeah.
Driving mm-hmm. all the way out there.
Hang on. That's being a good mother.
No. You just tell them to drink Sprite and go on. Put some cranberry in it. She goes to Walmart 47 times a day.
They don't sell it there.
It's true. It's true.
Do you have to vacuum her car a lot because of all the metal shavings?
I'm surprised it still runs. The check engine light's still on.
That thing's brand new.
It's got a lot of miles on it.
Well, she drives all over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even paid for. It's been a rough January for me.
Yeah. Well, we're almost through it.
Hi, buddy.
Now you get to go to February.
February's right around the corner.
Then we have Valentine's Day.
Worst month of the year.
She's going to expect
February's
something.
Rough for me, man. So
why is it rough for you? You've said that twice with no explanation.
Well, because you wouldn't shut up long enough to let me do it.
Well, that's why I came back to it.
So if we celebrate Valentine's Day, which we typically don't, but let's say we do, maybe in our early dating years.
Yeah, it's different.
Anyway, so
why is it different then?
I don't know. It just is. I didn't like it anymore then. It's just different. You feel you buy into the obligation.
Yeah.
You buy into the system.
Then you turn around.
Somewhere you get red pilled along the way.
13 days later.
There he is.
And it's her birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So.
So you just rolling
up. In the span of a month and a half, 2 months, I'm hit with Christmas, Valentine's Day, and birthday.
You ought to roll that into one.
Tried that.
Didn't work.
It works.
Oh, yeah.
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 It doesn't work for me.
I got you a lot of nothing. Love you.
I got you a lot of debt.
We got a lot of that.
Same. Really? I got five jobs.
I need these endorsements to...
Five?
I need these endorsements
to pay, some that
rolling.
Don't.
And you're still broke.
And I'm still broke. That's okay. The dryer's broken and gone now. Waiting for a new dryer to come in.
Don't worry.
She lined around them.
2023.
Is it my year?
It's the year of endorsements. It's coming.
Let's hope. All right. We're going to need this to go viral. Like
any word from Keeps?
No, still haven't heard from him.
Dang it.
I keep waiting. I go to the mailbox every day going, today's the day.
Nothing.
Same.
Maybe we should start smaller.
Ooh,
like, why?
Well.
Arkansas Lottery.
Sweet.
They should definitely sponsor us.
Saracen.
Saracen, please, for the love of God, please sponsor us.
I've never bought I've never bought a lottery ticket for myself.
Yeah.
I bought them and gave them as gifts.
Good gift.
Give them my dad.
They are fun gifts.
Just giving a little bit of hope.
Dad likes scratch off.
But what if, man?
Oh, yeah.
What if somebody's got to win?
Yeah.
I hate that logic.
Is that what she tells
Somebody's got to win.
Yeah.
And for the Mega Millions, the one that they're not going to pick you for.
Yeah.
It's always California, Illinois, or Florida.
Thank you. It's not Podunk, Arkansas, Heber Springs.
More people.
My dad has a very big conspiracy theory about the lottery.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I can't even.
You can't.
Something about them delaying the winner and them investing that much money one day and then making it's a big conspiracy. I don't know. Yeah. Him and Jeffrey would just have a ball together.
Them lottery winners don't do well sometimes.
I would.
But would you?
Yep. Promise you I would.
You gonna bet it all on the Dodgers?
No, not this year.
He may not bet him buy lottery tickets, but he's betting on every sporting event.
No doubt.
Not every. You know, I have a problem.
Did you bet on all the games this weekend?
Yeah, four.
I didn't bet on any of them.
Did you bet on the Hogs?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And I won. Oh, thank you.
What, against Florida?
No,
Ole Miss,
yeah.
Yeah.
Line was 9.5. We covered. I won.
Well, the GoFundMe is set up for me, so go ahead and start just funneling the money that way. It'll help.
The endorsements are coming.
She does have an issue, though.
She does have an issue.
I'll talk to her.
She tried to poison me earlier.
What?
Yeah. Had the congestion and all that stuff. Found some loratadine way back in the medicine cabinet.
What's loratadine?
I have no idea.
And she just told you to take it?
Yeah, she said here.
And you trust her because she's your wife
she's
and
my
a
wife
nurse.
And a nurse. A very good nurse.
Yeah. So she
said. Very good wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
She has a lot of obsessions.
The loratadine didn't taste well, though.
Oh, yeah. We could get in the old first responder obsession.
Oh, my gosh.
About that race.
She's a really good first responder.
I know she's good.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's probably first.
She's the only one in Pine Snag that can run calls.
I saw her run out of the gym the other day.
She's, yeah. Yeah.
Jeffrey goes, I said, what happened? He goes, somebody hit a deer. I'm like,
why do they need her?
Gotta go run them calls.
She go to resuscitate
the deer.
Don't worry, Bambi.
100,000 of them die every November.
Man, I got two this year.
She's a great one. She's a great one.
Jeffrey's like, I'm in so much trouble.
I'm not worried about that.
Oh, she's going to, yeah, she'll wear him out.
She asked for us to talk about her, so her wish has been fulfilled.
There you go. You wanted it. You got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder how long we could go. I busted
that
it.
That was funny.
I had a flashback to that cup of water the other day.
What cup of water?
That's your birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
By the way, I really like your house.
Thank you.
Very nice.
And
thank you.
Thanks for inviting us over, because that has inspired my wife to now build.
I was just trying to help a brother out.
Appreciate it.
No, man, I appreciate that. We really enjoy living out there.
You know what my favorite part of it is?
What's up?
The concrete floors.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the TV.
Or the remote.
I had to wipe the slobber
nice
off TV.
No, you did not.
Licking the screen.
It was it's either the floors or your couch. You have a very nice couch.
Thank you.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, the sectional is good.
Thank you. I went out all out on the couch.
I don't blame you.
I mean,
and
spare no expense.
You got it.
After
you have a buyer in 4 years, so
yeah, she's dead set on buying my couch.
Bam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who?
Mrs. Monk.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna go get one of those couches.
He left the tags on it. So.
No, that's right.
It's worth more.
There's still
like
the windows too.
New.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Tags are on the windows.
Eventually.
It's okay.
I keep forgetting to bring my stuff on.
Leave it on.
Yeah. It's brand new.
Leave it there for a couple of years.
Leaving the blue on tires that cover the white letters.
Yeah. Drives me crazy. I don't like it.
We wash them off here.
Yeah.
They're white letters. They're not blue.
What's your trivia question?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is
you
your
ready
trivia
for that?
Question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Man, I wish we had some good trivia music.
We do not own the rights to this music being played currently.
You're not worried about rights.
All right. You have no rights.
I know.
He's in the broadcast business.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Amazon
Ooh.
Does blank in sales every 30 hours.
Every 30 hours.
Don't look it up.
I was going to.
No, you're looking it up. No. Stop it. Take his phone.
I'm going to say 750K.
How many hours?
30.
Every 30 hours?
30 hours.
$100 million.
I'm way off then.
If you're looking
it's
it
gotta
up,
be up,
I'm going to hate you.
It's, I'm not looking it up. It's got to be up there.
Oh.
He's doing math. He's got a brain.
I'm going to go 15 million. I'm going to change mine. 15 million.
$100 million. Every 30 hours.
I don't know.
It's got to be close.
75 million.
$1.6 billion.
Billion?
That was the closest.
Billion with a B.
My calculator wouldn't go up that high.
30 hours?
Turn it sideways.
Oh.
Dadgum, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Turn that sideways. You remember.
Here's my second trivia question for you guys.
Is it tapped out at 400 million?
Tapped out.
The 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Play in what stadium? What's the name
my
of that stadium?
Turn sideways.
Levi's Stadium.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
They used to play in Candlestick.
Candlestick Park.
It doesn't work on mine.
Oh.
Go to your...
Maybe you need a new
give
phone.
Give me a phone. No, he's got a new phone.
His phone. Give him your phone.
Who's got the newest phone here?
You do.
Nope.
Not me.
I have a 10.
I think I have a 10.
I've got a 12.
Or 11.
12 Pro Max.
Nick's got it.
Nick's got it.
Buck.
Huh? What?
You have the newest phone here.
I do.
What's it got?
Oh, Alexia said that was the newest one.
What do you got?
I think it's a 12.
It's a 12 Pro Max?
No, it's not.
Well, look what mine can do, sucker.
I got 12. I got the 12 Pro Max. It's me.
Oh, no. Mine's a 13. Sorry.
Mm, that hurts.
Ouch.
How will you recover?
I got an old phone.
We can't afford a new one.
No. I got a new dryer, though.
If mom would do a little better on the scratch-offs.
I mean, could she? I mean, could we get like a...
Let's
like
talk a, about
the $100,000 like
winners.
Didn't she win $3,000 one time?
She did. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Let's talk about...
Those are very few and far in between. All the others.
Let's talk about the fact that she's a bet welcher. Like, she makes bets.
Yes, yes. She will
doesn't follow through.
She will not pay up on her bet.
No.
You know, I'd like to talk about that myself because...
Didn't you have a slap bet?
Yes.
They did. They did have a slap bet.
Yes. I hope you knocked the crap out of her.
She won. I can't pay up. I mean, I'm going to pay up.
Nah, I mean,
it's going to happen.
When. I don't. I just want to be there.
Okay.
I want you to just...
It's going to be...
So, I mean, just... Really open hand, just
yeah.
By the way, have y'all
fingers splayed? You gotta splay the fingers.
Have you guys seen the slap competitions?
Yes. Oh my word, dude! I have seen some people legit knocked out.
I'm gonna tell you, I would not fare well.
No,
no,
I don't know. None of us would.
No, not at all.
It takes a.
I don't want to be hit. Period.
No. My favorite is the guy. Like you got this one guy that's like a $120. Stacked up against this monster of a human.
Yeah.
That probably weighs 275. I'm like, does anybody not fair? Think this is going to end badly?
Is anybody seeing what I'm seeing right now?
There is a difference in these two humans. Like, they're the same, but they're not the same.
Like, why do they put chalk on their hands?
Yeah, they come out with like a swollen face on this side. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Like, and I've watched the girls, and they're like, okay, so like same size girls.
Yeah, yeah.
It's saw like one this morning.
Capuchin monkey against a silverback.
All right.
That's what it is.
Well, I watched one this morning, and this chick looked like somebody like one of us, you know.
One of you.
Normal. Just go.
Sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
When I say one of us, I'm talking about some of our friends.
A normal size
person.
Average. We're going to go average size.
There you go.
Thank you. Average size.
Normal person.
Right.
Okay. And then she's up against this chick that's probably normal size, but
average.
Average.
Spiky hair.
Uh-huh.
Bing. Just.
She's hit like people before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's that one girl in the bar. You're like, wait a minute.
Whoa.
She'll hit you in the face.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And anyway, spiky hair girl went first, and normal girl didn't move. Sit there and took it. And then normal girl's turn comes, and spiky hair hit the floor.
Oh.
Like, see. She gets up. Halfway stands up, falls flat on her face, cartwheels, tries to stand up again, and then they catch her. She was lights out.
You know, so it's bad enough that you've gotten knocked out, but you've gotten knocked out by a slap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a weird thing. Like, how do you, like, there's only one way to practice for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to practice your slaps?
Hey, let's go. Why don't we slap each other?
I'm good.
Let's do it.
That What's
does
even weirder,
not sound fun to me.
Have you seen the new, like, isn't there one where they, like, actually have MMA or something in a phone booth-sized box?
No, I've not seen this.
You haven't?
No, I haven't
check
seen
that out.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's all right. Insane. They're, does like, in this work? Small, confined space, and, like, get it. They just go.
That sounds awful.
It looks awful.
Man.
I couldn't do it.
You can't get away.
Couldn't do it.
Man, MMA in itself is just, I mean.
Yeah, no thanks.
You like boxing or MMA better?
Well, I mean, I come from a time where we watched boxing all the time.
Yeah, we watched a lot of boxing. Yeah, we watched a lot.
Because, you know, it was always on HBO. Oh. Every, I can't remember what night it was, but we watched
boxing. Wasn't Friday.
No.
I like MMA. Yeah. I just can't really watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've got this, like, if there's one thing that gets me, it's joint injuries.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot. There, yeah. And I'm just like, like, it gives me nightmares.
I want to circle back real quick before we end.
Okay.
All right.
I think you guys were in the same group. Back to Paige.
Mm.
Oh.
Because he sends this message the other night to all of us, I think, about, you know, trash talking the Razorbacks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She typically does.
Right.
She, you know, always, she's not typically
sacrilege.
Always does.
Yeah. Very small person.
Whatever.
Anyway, I don't remember exactly how it went, but I told her I'd forgotten more than she knew about sports. And
blasphemous.
Anyway, the bet got made. I told her she could come on our podcast and answer so many sports trivia questions asked by me and Pat, because he was included in this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember this.
That we would, what did I say we did? Claim her sports knowledge or something on the show.
No, on Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
And if we won,
if we won,
call hogs.
She has to call the hogs.
That was it.
Do a hog show. Call. Yeah.
Very simple bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's been
deal.
Crickets ever since. Hadn't heard from her.
Yeah.
Last I ever heard from her.
You'll have to reissue the challenge, I imagine.
I'm issuing it right now. I know she listens.
She's going to listen. Yeah. It's out there. You think you know more than me and Pat?
She's not going to pay up.
She's not going to pay up.
But if she's here, like, the pressure. Because
she
has lose.
To. Yeah, she's going to lose.
And she won't do a good hog call.
I promise you, I've forgotten more than most people know about sports.
I don't think so either. But how embarrassing would that be on the podcast, though, and not pay up on your bet?
Yeah, the nationally syndicated podcast.
She would rather
podcast.
Take that.
Actually, it's worldwide.
Everywhere.
Worldwide podcast?
Hey, I need that stuff to come in.
We have a few listeners in India.
We do. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Life from 501.
I know it's Tuesday morning over there.
It's horrible.
It's awesome.
I want cookie.
And now we lost that listener. Wow.
Way to go.
That was hilarious. Oh, my.
I can't help. There's something wrong with me.
Why are you putting trash in your shoes?
I wasn't. I was just scratching my foot.
Oh.
That would be weird.
It's a good way to start 2023 in this podcast.
Season 1.1.
Season
1.1.
2.0.
Hey, what y'all think about my new wedding ring?
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Is that a Black Widow?
Oh.
Symbolizes all things I love.
It's a Black Widow.
My wife.
And the hogs.
The hogs. And it's made of rubber.
Oh. Sure, it's not silicone?
Silicone.
No, it said it on the package.
Did you get that from Christmas?
Anniversary.
So you're married to the Razorbacks.
Mm.
I would.
In a sense. Ooh. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Well, I'm happy.
We got a lot covered, a lot. Have a lot coming up to Paige, if you're listening.
Right.
You know what to do.
She's going to have to be here next time.
Well, the challenge is out there.
Yeah.
I hope she pays up. And let's hope the captain's funds get better. Hope that dryer comes in.
Oh, it's coming.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a good one. Live from the 501 is out.